Hello, hello, and welcome to YouTube Tea Break Podcast. We are dedicated to growing your YouTube channel and brand organically. I just hit the microphone. We absolutely promise we will help you grow your brand one video at a time. Now, if you scroll down from your app here, and you can leave a 5-star rating and a review, and that really helps me out. So, as I say, it's just me giving my details, giving my thoughts and experience on YouTube. So if you could please help me out with a 5-star rating review, that would be lovely. Personality versus production value. Now, bit of background. I come from an area of YouTube where personality was inherent within the channel and production quality was raised because of things that I was implementing with my team. And so this is a really interesting topic. So the query is, is personality better than production value? And it's a really hard one because I am hugely divided on this. But putting on my YouTube hat here, just purely YouTube consultancy hat here, I'll put my director slash editor hat on a little bit later. But personality must win. It must win with YouTube. You can see that when channels, as long as the audio is right, I've always said this, as long as the audio is good, then that's the best production value you need. I remember when there was something called a film came out called The Blair Witch Project, which was meant to be like found footage horror. It was one of the first found footage horrors. There's been others since. And when this came out, it was a revelation. Because you could get away with filming on a camcorder and still make amazing films. It's all about the story. But the one thing that wasn't shoddy on that was the audio. The audio massively needs to be important. The first thing I say to any client coming in or anybody starting their channel is you must get audio right before the cameras and things like that. It makes a huge difference to have the audio right. But again, going back to personality-led things, a lot of people, there's lots of YouTubers out there who people think they have to be presenters, quote-unquote presenters. And you, after an experience with this, you might well turn into one. You might turn into one, but you need to be authentic. And it goes back to that word again, authentic. So trying to have an authentic voice and being human with it. I mean, this is where another debate comes in about AI. AI is not human. Yeah, it doesn't give that human flaw at this point. It might well do. It probably will do in the future. But there isn't personality behind the presenter and what they are saying. If somebody is passionate enough to make a video about it and they're putting their sort of, not reputation on the line, but their face out there representing their thoughts and their theories and things like that about their particular topic, then I'm amazed that people can do that. I mean, yes, I do that, but I'm amazed that people can do that, about what people get passionate about. It's amazing, but it has to be personality led. And that comes down to interviews as well. There has to be flaws and anecdotes and ums and ahs, not too many ums and ahs, but there has to be some. And it gives that extra level of, we can relate to these people. Somebody sticking a camera in somebody's face and they have to, and you think about that in your situation, would you be perfect? No, you haven't been doing this for years. Some presenters who I've worked with, they have been doing it for years and years and years, and even then, you know, we get things wrong. They got things wrong, and that was good, because actually the times that we did get things wrong was actually the most authentic and the most engaging content that we made. I remember this one shoot, which I, in all fairness, I didn't film, where one of our presenters was on a mower. And it was a classic episode. The topic wasn't exactly hugely engaging, but it was about a mower. And the presenter, who's known for sort of messing around a bit, there was one section where the engagement peaked at one point. I thought, oh, what section's that? And that was when he basically ran over the cameraman with his mower, not in a choppy type way. He just knocked him over, and I don't think he was expecting him to come straight at him. So, and he dropped the camera, and the camera fell, and all that sort of stuff. And that was hilarious to the people watching it. But a lot of times we would have not, well, potentially there are channels, if you want to have a complete polished look, you wouldn't leave that in. So you'd take that out. But then I did leave it in, and the engagement peaked at that point. People watched that video. In fact, if you go onto the timeline, you'll see it gets a bit bumpy. And on the engagement graph, when it gets bumpy, it means people are rewinding like 10 seconds, 15 seconds. They're literally watching that section back. But it was a clear sort of mountain in the middle, peak in the middle, with it's a bumpy peak, so people kept watching stuff back. Really fascinating. But then that led, we had good audio on the presenter, who was laughing away and saying, I'm so sorry. And you could just about, I actually increased the camera operator's audio on that one, just so you could hear something from him. Otherwise he sounded like he didn't make it, but he did, he was fine. But things like that really humanize the channel. So personality led is actually really important. And it's also, if you were to look at, say, a cooking program, think of a cooking program, and why do you watch, I don't know, say Jamie Oliver over Gordon Ramsay, or vice versa? Why do you watch one over the other? It's because Gordon Ramsay can be quite divisive. He can be quite mean, but he's engaging. I give him that. He's engaging, whether you like him or not. Jamie Oliver, he's got a real sort of, he's almost got like a street cooking type vibe going on, even though he's very middle classes, you know. So maybe you prefer one over the other, but you got to question why you prefer somebody over the other. And having these little anecdotes and having this sense of humanity behind that person is hugely important. So just flipping it over, I've spent a few minutes now about personality led things. So flipping it over to production value. So at a previous job, I was talking about, I instilled three core values, which was production value was never to be questioned. We always did the best we could for that. And then there was a toss-up between entertainment and information. The channel was more of an information hub, but it was entertaining at the same time. But I always said to my team, we will go with entertainment over information, because actually information with the presenters can be quite dry. So you've got to give it more entertainment. As I've said to you before on this podcast, if you listen to other podcasts that I've released, you'll know that entertainment is key for YouTube. But at the same time, going back onto the production value side of things, the production value is really important. I think I'm trying not to cross over the streams here. It's quite hard, but I think production value is important because people are getting used to watching decent quality video these days. They are. Pretty much everybody has got a DSLR that can film with those depth of fields, you know, the blurriness and the background, the bokeh, they call it. They've got that. Lighting is really important as well. I think that, and also goes back to audio as well. And we use gimbals. Everybody uses gimbals these days. It's almost overdone, in my opinion. I'm actually going away from gimbals. I'm using more handheld stuff because I like that aesthetic now. Not literally handheld, be shoulder mounted, because I think that gives a nice aesthetic. But it gives the idea of sort of fly on the wall. stuff. Like if you watched any like The Office or This Country or Parks and Recreation, it's nearly all over the shoulder stuff. And because it gives that sort of wobble, but it gives that sort of authenticity to the shot. We don't, I think, I remember the podcast I was listening to a few years ago where somebody's going against gimbals and he said, well, you don't just float through the air with what you're looking at. And yes, I agree. But at the same time, I think a level of solidity to that smoothness goes a long way too. I think as long as the story is right. So I'd almost actually change production value for, is it actually an interesting story? I mean, God knows, I've made some videos which were not entertaining for YouTube. I've made a fair few of them, and certainly there wasn't substance enough there. We have been, you know, I have been guilty of making videos for the sake of making videos rather than actually for actually wanting to make a video. I've been, you know, sort of get told to sometimes, and that's fine. That's the business model that you go with. But I think when it gets down to it, I think personality and storytelling is production value now. I think personality and storytelling is production value. Tell a story, people will be engaged. If you're comfortable in front of camera, and if you've got enough stories and you've got relatability on camera, that will go a long way. That is your production value. I'm not saying that you've got to be really good in front of camera. A lot of people who are very worried about being on camera, who I film, they come out really well because I edit them well. An editor can save a lot. I remember I was watching this documentary about, for people who don't know, it was, what's it called? This Guy Edits, I think his name is. I think he's European, but he's in America. And he was saying about how he rescued a performance from somebody who wasn't an actor, with this short story that they did. He rescued the performance because one of the women in it was so bad. I think it was the mum of one of the actors. She was so bad, she wasn't used to it. He basically chopped pretty much all of her out, but it made her stronger. And that is what you've got to do. You've got to know when you can be chopped. If that makes sense. It's very much a chopping thing, what with the mower and this now. But you've got to know in your edit, take out the fact that you're on camera. You've got to look at yourself in different people's eyes. Don't look at yourself on screen, somebody else on screen. Somebody else is delivering what you are genuinely interested about. Then if you can do that, then that will go a long way. So yeah, I'm being a bit... I'm completely mixed with this one. I don't think personality and versus production value is a thing, even though it's out there. That's why I got this idea to record this one. But I do think that if you think of personality and storytelling is production value, I think if you do that, I think that is what you need in order to be a success. And lastly, for more YouTube tips weekly, please follow this podcast and give us a 5-star rating, as it really does help us out a massive amount, basically. See you next week.